Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Johnny. Let's make room for you. I was wondering if I could take you out. Show you a good time. Oh, invite you to my house. Here is my number. Girl, you can call me. And don't forget it, the name is Charlie.
Sorry guys, just now getting on the show, had a few problems this morning, but we're up and we're going. So here's the deal guys, you can call into the show, 818-301-5834. You're listening to the new 2012 Internet Radio Show. Now, I'm your host, Frank Williams, and you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show. Thank you guys again for listening in, those that are listening via my show page online, and those that are listening by cell phone. Thank you guys for listening to the show. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Had a few difficulties this morning, but I am up on the show. We're up and we're ready to go. And again, thank you guys for listening to the show. Now, guys, I promote the show on Facebook and Twitter. If you have a Twitter account, you can follow the show on Twitter at The Frank W. Show. Twitter at The Frank W. Show. You can follow me live at Twitter. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can go to the show page on Facebook. If you have a Facebook account, go to the top of your page and type in the search box there. Type The Frank Williams Show, and you'll get daily show notes on Facebook and Twitter about the show about a half hour to an hour before the show. That way, whether you're on Facebook or Twitter, you'll never miss an episode of the show. Again, guys, I apologize for being late getting up on the show. I had a few difficulties this morning, and I'm just now getting up on the show. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax needs, call the professionals at CPA on Duty. Whether it's corporate taxes, corporate accounting, personal taxes, personal accounting, the professionals at CPA on Duty can take care of all your needs. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Now, guys, since I had problems getting up on the show today, I'm going to do a connection to this show on tomorrow. Today's episode is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. The month of October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And the reason I wanted to do this show is because I wanted to make all my listeners, men and women, aware of breast cancer. Or not aware of breast cancer. I'm sure you're aware of breast cancer. But to let you guys know, once you hit 35 to 40 years old, women especially, you need to go and get checked for breast cancer. The biggest thing about breast cancer is the early detection. The survival rate is good for breast cancer. It's not just high, but the survival rate, if caught early, is pretty good for breast cancer. So do that, guys. Go get checked. Go to your doctor. Get checked out. I think it's called a mammogram, right? Gives you a mammogram so that there is something going on there. It can be detected early. It can be stamped out, and you can live a healthy life. Susan G. Komen, the Susan G. Komen Foundation for Breast Cancer is probably the biggest, strongest foundation out there who are advocates for breast cancer. I know that my wife does some things with Susan G. Komen. They send her different things each year, and if you do get this, guys, try to help. It's not a lot of effort on your part to do it. I think they send you everything that you need to do it. But the next step is for you to do it. And what I'm talking about is they send out envelopes and everything for you to get them out in your community, and people can make donations to the Susan G. Komen for the Cure Foundation. And it, you know, like I said, it doesn't take much on your part. So do that, guys. It's something that not only will help find a cure for cancer, but or breast cancer, but maybe one day they'll help you or a loved one in your family. They'll be able to help. So I know that sometimes you get this stuff in the mail and you throw it right in the trash. But the breast cancer, Susan G. Komen, the breast cancer thing, I think is one of those things where maybe you won't even give money from yourself, but if you send these things out in the mail in your community, that's all they ask, is to put them out in your community. You can go around and you can get the addresses of all these people on your road, on your street. Or you can go in and go on another street and get all the addresses for that street. You know, some of you guys live in huge, gigantic subdivisions, and you can maybe go on two streets and get addresses and fill up all those envelopes that they send you. They only send you a limited amount of envelopes. You can fill in all those envelopes with the addresses and get them out there. They give you everything you need. Get them out there. People will get them, and you'll be surprised at how many people will send back checks for you to put together and send off to the foundation. And that's all they ask. And that's how they fund these projects and things that are looking for the cure. Okay? But what I'm saying is, even now, and you know, not just women, because there's opportunities for men to also help. And there's been very few, but there's it's minimal chance of men getting breast cancer, but there have been very few men. There's been a few men that had the disease as well. So, you know, men, I know you don't do the self, you may not do the self, you know, check, you know, like with some, you know, the women do, you know, they teach women to do a self check on themselves. I know men, you may not do the self-check. You may think that men don't get the breast cancer, but they do. Rare, but it happens. So, you know, don't think that you're not, you're immune to this, because you're not. You could be one of those rare people, okay? So, but one of, you know, that's the most important, is to get yourself checked. Women, once you hit 35, get yourself checked once a year. Insurance pays for mammograms, so, you know, it's just a matter of time, taking the time to set up your appointment and go. I don't know how long it takes. You know, my wife does it every year. I don't know how long it takes, but I don't think it takes that long to go in and have your breast checked once you set up your appointment. You know, you could probably go to work, take a couple hours off work and go to your appointment and go back to work. You know, I think that's how short of a period it takes for you to get checked. But please, guys, just get checked. You know, my mom died from cancer. She didn't die from breast cancer, but she died from cancer. She died from lymphoma, which is, I don't want to tell you any bad information, but I know that lymphoma is in your chest area, your lymph nodes, okay? So she died from lymphoma. And I don't, you know, I don't believe it was something that could have been detected through a mammogram. It may have. I don't know for sure. I'm not an expert on this. But what I am an expert on is telling you guys to get out there and get checked. And if you do have some form of breast cancer, it's a high survival rate, especially if it's caught in the early stages. That's the good thing. A lot of people think when they're diagnosed with a cancer or something that excuse me, that it's a death sentence, but it's not. So take the time to go out and get checked. Go ahead, you know, I'd say go ahead today and make your appointment. Your appointment to have your mammogram done and get checked. I tell you one thing, that if you do this and do it quickly, say next week your test set up for next week. Once you go through the test and they tell you that you're the results come back that you're negative, you'll feel 2,000% better about not only about yourself, but about your health. And I think that's much better than not being checked and being worried. And, you know, or you you may not be worried, but you have that thought in the back of your mind that you may have it. You know, one thing about cancer is that everyone, and I'm not leaving anyone out in the world, but everyone has cancer cells in their body. They just may be lying dormant. But everyone has cancer cells in their body. So just live your life, guys, and do some of the things that may kick something like this, and gotta keep your head clear. One thing about having a disease is a lot of it is mental, or when you're worried about it mentally, it helps the disease to grow. So I despise the guys who criticize and minimize the enterprise of other guys whose enterprise has helped them rise above the guys who criticize. Don't you? Again, guys, I will be back up on the show in 23 and a half hours. We're going to do the second part of breast cancer awareness. I'm going to do some more research on this. I'm going to have some facts and figures for you tomorrow. So, guys, have a great day at work today. Be good. Take care of your family. And I will see you in 23 and a half hours. It's Frank Williams. I'm over and I'm out.
As life goes on, starting to learn more and more about responsibility. And I realize that everything I do is affecting the people around me. So I want to take this time out to apologize for things that I've done and things that haven't occurred yet and things that they don't want to take responsibility for.